Hey, I'm your host Destiny, aka Reflection Des. This is episode 2 of Reflection Des podcast. We are going to discuss why men glorify IG models. Now, if you're a man and listening to this episode, do not get butt hurt by what I'm going to say. Honestly, it might not be anything to worry about, so you shouldn't even have a problem. But anyways, first, I want to start off by asking the question, why do most men glorify IG models or baddies, basically sexy women on social media? I mean, I know the women are beautiful and all, but dang, why can't you give the regular cute chick some attention sometimes, like a regular everyday woman that be on social media that maybe posts pictures every now and then, or maybe she might do it every day but just less popular than the women that you see on your explore page or you actually follow or whatever. Now, I'm not saying to be like thirsty or anything when you do try to give an everyday woman attention or any woman in general. I mean, what's wrong with a less popular woman on social media? Is it because she isn't showing enough of her body or being sexy on the gram? I need some answers, because usually when a regular everyday chick take pictures and stuff, maybe they just might have a smiling photo, might not have a necessarily full body picture, but they actually have a pretty cute picture, but maybe it's not like showing enough or their body or anything. Because most of the time men are really intrigued when a woman shows like full body pics so they can see her frame and stuff. I mean, it's nothing wrong with that because that's in a man's nature, but it just all depends on how a woman presents herself also. And most of the time men like to show attention to women that show like less clothes on their body and stuff like that. And I'm saying some men, not all men, because all men are not attracted to like stuff like that, because maybe they might consider this woman is not respecting herself if she show more skin and like have less appropriate clothes on. But everybody's perception of certain things are different, so I'm not going to speak for every person in the world, because we're all not the same. We're different when it comes to types and looks and stuff. But yeah, even though most of y'all don't know exactly what I look like, but maybe y'all see my picture on my podcast thing, but I feel like I'm a pretty decent person to look at. And then I don't compare myself to other women on social media, but I just see how I'm like a pretty decent, like pretty woman. But it just seems like men don't want to try to talk to me or pay me any attention, maybe because I'm not like throwing myself out there as much as maybe other women or something. But like I said, I'm not comparing myself to another woman. It's just like, I don't know, I just sat and down and thought about how all these men just be like raging and all hyped up about all these like Instagram models and stuff because the way they look. But then again, these men are only worrying about their looks. They're not worrying about how intelligent that woman is or what she got going on for herself to a certain extent. And when these type of women do get this attention, I have to think about it too, that most of the men be having wrong intentions anyway. All they want to do just have sex with these women and not actually value the woman and have her as a wife. Because some of those women that are really attractive on social media and stuff, yeah, they look good. And then some of them are really smart. Like some of them have a lot going for themselves. Like they're more than just their looks. And then again, there are some that just base everything off of their looks and just dumb as I don't know what. But yeah, I'm not about to get too deep into that. But yeah, I mean, I do get a few thirsty DMs every now and then on social media, but I know my DMs is not popping like these women that's really popular on social media. And thank God it's not too often, because I mean I don't mind attention, but just not way too much attention. And then again, I swear some men are more thirsty than women. And I'm not trying to say that because I'm a woman, but I feel like maybe because of their ego, they think that if they keep on like messaging a woman and trying to comment on her pics, like basically trying to go hard on getting the woman attention that is gonna make the woman like try to talk to them. But for a woman point of view, that's kind of annoying and a big turn off, because it, well, at least it's a turn off for me, because if I'm wrong, men, you can correct me. Yes, I know all men don't hype up most women on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. That's why I say some men carefully. So don't come at me crazy at all. But what makes the social media women so special? Their attractiveness, the easy access to see pics of them, the type of woman you fantasize about. Sorry, I'm so eager to know the answer to this question about why men glorify these IG models or sexy women, period, on social media. And I want to know more than just, oh, this woman look good. Like, I really want to know something deeper than that. Because I know maybe it might be a little deeper than that, and then maybe it's not that serious. But if men, like, respond to this podcast and give me some feedback on this topic, then I would get a better understanding of why they glorify these women. Maybe I shouldn't say glorify, why they are so intrigued by these women. And I'm not even hating on these type of women. I don't blame them for showing off their beauty. It's paying off nowadays. Most companies want to see a sexy woman or a beautiful face to promote their products anyway. They know those faces bring attention. Don't get me wrong. Everyone is beautiful in their own way. So yeah, I didn't record this episode to bash these type of women or bash men at all. I just had like a real question that I wanted to ask y'all and actually have a discussion about it, and I wouldn't mind hearing other people's opinions on this type of topic, because I mean, I'm sure it was a good bit of people that actually had like discussions about this, but I don't think people really made a big deal out of the topics. I mean, sure, people talk about it, but they haven't brought it like big in the light, I guess. To me, I never really seen like a big mainstream topic of something like this. So I really want to know why. So yeah, this episode is coming to an end, and I want to let y'all know that y'all can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at Reflection Desk. Also, you can search me up on Facebook at Reflection Desk. Stay tuned for more episodes. Bye, guys.